I've got one hand on the fan motor housing and the other steadying the ladder. And before I lift anything higher, I pause. This is always the moment where people rush. You can hear the wires faintly tapping inside the ceiling box when the house shifts, and that sound tells me a lot more than most folks realize. I can feel the weight of the fan through my forearms already, heavier than it looks, and I haven't even started mounting it yet. You might be thinking this is the hard part, but it's not. The hard part is understanding what's actually holding all of this up once you let go. I've seen ceiling fans wobble like they're trying to shake themselves free, and I've seen them come down because someone trusted a box that was never meant to carry weight. I'll tell you why this moment matters so much and why, if you understand what's happening above your head right now, the rest of this job becomes calm, controlled, and completely manageable. You can do this, but only if you slow down and think first. Installing a ceiling fan safely isn't really about hanging a fan. That's what most people think the task is. They picture screws, wires, blades, maybe a remote control. But the real task is transferring weight and motion into a structure that was designed to handle it without stressing anything that shouldn't be stressed. A ceiling fan isn't just a light fixture that spins. It's a moving load, and that distinction is where most failures start. When I say moving load, I mean the fan is constantly pulling, twisting, and vibrating against whatever it's mounted to. Even a perfectly balanced fan creates motion. Over time, that motion looks for weaknesses. If something is loose, undersized, or incorrectly supported, the fan will find it. I've been on jobs where the fan looked fine for months, then one day started wobbling like it was alive. That didn't happen suddenly. It was happening from day one, just slowly. People get this task wrong because they assume the ceiling box is already ready. They see wires coming out of a hole and think, "Someone already thought about this, I'm just swapping fixtures." But a standard ceiling electrical box is often designed only to support the weight of a light, not a fan. A light hangs there quietly. A fan works that box every second it's on. If the box isn't rated for a fan, it can loosen, crack, or pull free from the framing. Another reason people struggle is that they think safety starts when the fan goes up. In reality, safety starts when you decide whether the location itself makes sense. Ceiling height matters, clearance matters, blade sweep matters. I've watched people install fans too close to walls or cabinets, and even if nothing hits, the airflow becomes uneven. That uneven airflow creates wobble, and wobble creates stress. Stress shortens the life of the fan and everything holding it. What success looks like here isn't just a fan that spins. Success is a fan that feels solid before it ever turns on. When you grab it gently and move it by hand, it shouldn't feel like it's hanging. It should feel anchored. When it runs on low speed, you shouldn't hear anything except air moving. No ticking, no hum from loose metal, no rhythmic shake. Those sounds are the fan telling you something isn't right. Before touching a single tool, the right way to think about this task is to picture the ceiling as a system. You've got framing above the drywall. You've got a box attached to that framing. You've got a bracket attached to the box. You've got the fan attached to the bracket. Every connection matters. Miss one, and the whole chain weakens. I learned this lesson early on when I installed a fan in an older house that already had a light fixture. I assumed the box was fine. The fan went up, it ran, and for a while everything seemed okay. A few weeks later, the homeowner called and said the fan felt like it was shaking the ceiling. When I opened it up, the box had started pulling away from the joist. Nothing catastrophic yet, but it was headed there. That wasn't a fan problem. That was a thinking problem. Understanding this task means respecting gravity and motion. Gravity is always pulling straight down. Motion adds sideways forces. Your job is to make sure those forces end up in solid wood or metal framing, not drywall, not thin plastic, and not hope. Once you truly understand that, the rest of the job becomes a matter of careful preparation and patience. Before I even think about lifting the fan, I make sure the room itself is ready. I like having space. That means moving furniture out from under the fan location, not just for safety, but so I can step back and look up without craning my neck. You'd be surprised how much clearer things feel when your body isn't tense. I set my ladder so it feels planted, not wobbly, not leaning. When I step onto it, I pay attention to how it feels under my weight. If it flexes or shifts, I fix that now, not later. A ceiling fan installation asks you to use both hands overhead, and that only works if your footing is solid. The tools themselves aren't complicated, but each one has a reason. A screwdriver isn't just for driving screws, it's for feeling resistance. When a screw bites into wood properly, you feel it. When it spins freely, that's information. A drill can save time, but I'm careful with it overhead. Too much speed can strip threads or crack boxes. I like finishing critical screws by hand because it tells me when to stop. Wire strippers matter because clean copper makes clean connections. A sloppy strip can nick the wire, and a nicked wire is weaker than it looks. That weakness might not show today, but heat and vibration will find it later. I've seen wire nuts come loose because the copper underneath was compromised from the start. I always have a voltage tester, even when I'm confident the power is off. Before I put my hands anywhere near exposed wires, I check. It's a quick habit that keeps everything calm. Once I know the power is truly off, my body relaxes. That relaxation makes me more precise. The most important part of readiness, though, is confirming the ceiling box. I gently tug on it, not hard, just enough to feel whether it moves. A fan-rated box feels solid, like it's part of the house. If it flexes or shifts, that's a stop sign. At that point, the task changes from installing a fan to upgrading the support. Ignoring that feeling is how fans come down. Body position matters more than people think. I adjust the ladder so my chest is close to the ceiling, not reaching at full arm extension. When your arms are fully extended overhead, you lose strength and control. I want my elbows slightly bent, my shoulders engaged but not strained. That's how you work accurately without rushing. Readiness also has a mental component. I don't start this job when I'm tired or distracted. Overhead work demands focus. You're dealing with weight, balance, and electricity. When everything feels ready, when the room is quiet, the tools are laid out, and the fan parts are organized, that's when I know I can move into execution without fighting myself. I start by mounting the bracket, and I pay close attention to how the screws feel as they go in. This is where judgment matters. If a screw tightens firmly and then stops, that's good. If it keeps spinning, that's bad. I don't force it. Forcing things overhead usually creates bigger problems later. As I lift the fan motor into place, I feel its weight shift. This is where most people tense up. I take a breath and let the bracket do its job. Many modern fans have a hook or cradle that holds the motor while you connect the wires. I use it. That hook is there to give you control, not to rush you. When I connect wires, I twist them together firmly before the wire nut goes on. I want to feel the copper grabbing each other. After the nut is on, I tug gently. If it doesn't move, I trust it. If it does, I redo it. Professionals don't hope connections are good. They test them. As the fan gets secured to the bracket, I listen. Metal on metal sounds tell me things are aligning. Scraping or popping tells me something is off. I stop and adjust. Rushing here leads to crooked mounts, and crooked mounts lead to wobble. Installing the blades is where patience really shows. Each blade needs to feel the same. I tighten screws evenly, not cranking one down fully before touching the others. Even pressure matters. You can feel when a blade is seated correctly. It sits flush, it doesn't flex when you touch it. When everything is assembled, I restore power and start the fan on low. I don't jump straight to high speed. Low speed tells you a lot. I watch the fan, not just with my eyes, but with my body. I can feel vibrations through the ladder or floor. A smooth fan feels almost boring. That's what you want. If there's a wobble, I don't panic. I turn it off and check blade alignment. Small differences add up. Professionals expect adjustments. Beginners think adjustments mean failure. They don't. They mean you're paying attention. When the fan finally runs smoothly on all speeds, I step back and smile a little. Not because it's done, but because I know it's right. That feeling comes from trusting your judgment, not just following instructions. I'll tell you this. Installing a ceiling fan safely isn't about strength or speed. It's about listening, feeling, and respecting what you're working with. If you slow down, trust what your hands tell you, and stop when something feels wrong, you'll do this job just like a professional would. And once you've done it once, you'll realize this wasn't something to fear. It was something to understand. You handled it.